Hi, Salim Omar here, and I wanted to record this video for you. We just finished tax season, so I want to give you five easy steps to de-stress and re-energize your practice after a busy tax season. First, congrats on finishing another busy tax season. I don't know how many you've been at it. For me, it was like the 27th tax season. But I know folks listening to this, watching this, they've been at it for many years, or you've just maybe started and you're in it 5-10 years or so. Regardless, congrats on finishing another busy tax season. And I know that you're feeling tired, exhausted, drained, body and mind are signaling you need to rest up. Ignoring these vital signs results in bad consequences. On the extreme end, you could break down. So I want to give you five steps. And step one is to rest up. Completely unplug for a few days. Maybe take a 3 or 5 day trip to a nearby resort. Go to the Caribbean. Just a place where you can enjoy time outside your home. So the change of scenery is really very beneficial and very important. And then do activities that you enjoy, like taking nature walks, sightseeing, swimming, eating at your local restaurants, watching movies, or simply getting engrossed in an exciting novel. Maybe you prefer spending time lazing in your home. I prefer you and recommend that you step outside and go to another place, a resort. So it's a total change of scenery. But if you're staying in your place, you can just kind of enjoy, you know, you can just kind of relax and enjoy at home. I prefer the change of scenery. And if you've been following me on social media, you know that I've had a major change of scenery in my life several months back, where my wife and I decided to do a world tour. And so we left the US, and that's kind of the red starting in the US. We left the US and flew to Portugal. And this was early February, flew to Portugal, spent 10 days there, and then Spain, and then Morocco, went to London, spent a week there, went to an island in Malta, right in the Mediterranean, and then flew to Turkey, spent time in North Cyprus, and then now we're in Malaysia for the last 3 weeks. And so we'll be here for another couple of months. But yeah, total change of scenery. It's been amazing. Everything that we have been able to do, the memories we've been able to capture, the cultures we've experienced, the different foods, the people we have met, and so forth. So just different things that we've done. One of the most interesting one was being in the Sahara and riding the camels. You can see that. The picture under that is in Malaysia, in Penang. It's Georgetown, and there's a lot of street art, you know, on one of the streets. So been there last weekend and spent some time there, and it was just a lot of fun. Yeah, some really cool stuff. This picture here with a person with a red hat is in Morocco. He was the manager of that place that we stayed in and had a fabulous time there and so forth. So lots of good stuff there. Change of scenery. I don't recommend, or I don't suggest you need to take a world tour, but make sure that you take a few days off away from your home. That's going to do good. So number one is rest up. My number one step in re-energizing and de-stressing. Second one is to connect with your purpose. Why did you choose to create your own accounting firm and helping your clients with financial accounting related matters? In other words, reconnect with why you do what you do. Don't allow a few troublesome clients to discolor your view on how things went this tax season, the difference you made for so many. You know, the impact that we have, you know, with clients comes in many different shapes and forms. And it's a common tendency in our profession to downplay our self-worth and our contribution to helping our clients reach the desired results. So when you're taking the break and, you know, rejuvenating yourselves, you know, kind of be thinking about what are some of the things that, some of the reasons why you are in the profession, and what do you enjoy about it? What are some of the things that you do that bring a lot of fulfillment for you? And so connect with that purpose. And then when you're back, meet with your team. They went through the thick and thin of things. They got you to the finish line. And I call this a post-mortem meeting. And it's probably one of the most important meetings that you can do as a leader. And the purpose of the meeting is really to bring all your team players together. And it's like after a major game, you bring the whole team members together. And the agenda is pretty simple. It's a 1-2 hour meeting, starting off with some heartfelt thanks to your team. Discuss the wins, and you had lots of them, and we tend to oversee them or overlook them or forget about them. But there's, if you really start putting them down on paper, it's going to be a full page of things that did go well. All the new clients you served, all the amazing stuff that happened, the collaboration, the teamwork, and so forth. So make sure you kind of have a segment in that meeting where you're discussing the wins. And then next is talking about areas of improvements, you know, asking the team to come prepared with a few things like the work delivery, productivity, technology, customer service, and so forth. So everyone comes in prepared for this meeting. They've given this some thought. And so then they're sharing, and it's an open dialogue, you know, it's not about finger pointing. It's about, hey, what can we do better? If you were the person running the firm, you know, each team member thinking if they're the leader, what would they do? What would they change? What would they improve? And if everyone comes with that, you know, everyone coming together with that mindset, it can be a very informative meeting, and it's going to give you a lot of good information to create your goals for the next trimester. And so, you know, that's something then it, you know, gives you the information so that you can say, all right, this next trimester, the next 4 months, this is what we're going to plan for, you know, as part of our 120 day goals, and using, you know, the 120 day action plan or something like that to capture your goals. What are the things that you want to improve on, you want to work on? Step four is plan the next 120 days. So I like to, once you've got all this data, this information, things that need improvement, things that you had planned to do at the beginning of the year that may not have fully got done, and they're now carry over into that second trimester. So step four is plan the next 120 days. And I like to break firm goals into 120 day chunks called trimesters instead of 90 day chunks, just because it's very difficult to finish a quarter on March 31st when it's, you know, you're going full blast with tax season. So the completion of tax season marks the end of the first trimester. So now it's time to regroup and to plan the second trimester. And so that's kind of what you want to do as step four, is plan out your second trimester. And then the final step is step five, optional, highly recommended. I'm going to be holding a two-day virtual event in a few weeks to help folks, practitioners, to with their 120-day goals. You know, it's by qualification. If you're interested, write the word event, you know, put that in the comment section, and we'll send you all the details. As part of the meeting, as part of this event, you'll get a workbook. You'll also get the 120-day action plan. And we'll use the two, you know, part of the 2 days is helping you become clear about what your 120 days is. So you'll walk out of those, you know, those 2 days with your plan. That's the goal. It's free. There's no fees for that. It's for the right folks. It's, you know, by qualification. So something you're interested, kind of just, you know, put in the comment section, write the word comment, and we'll get that information, the details to you. All right. So here's a quick recap. Number one is rest up, get recharged. Second, connect with your purpose. Why do you do what you do? Meet with your team. Going, you know, to review tax season, all the great stuff that happened, get information, they have a discussion about what can be improved, plan the next 120 days. And if you're interested in, you know, attending my coming event, then type the word event and we'll get you all the details. All right. Hope you found this useful. Great to have you on my list, on my subscriber thing. If you like this video, kind of hit subscribe. Make sure that you get informed about videos like this that I'm creating quite often. So, yeah, great. Thanks for watching this. You take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the CPA Marketing Genius podcast. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can find them at cpamarketinggenius.simplecast.com or on your favorite podcast directory. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you want to learn more about Salim and CPA Marketing Genius, please visit cpamarketinggenius.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the CPA Marketing Genius podcast.